Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, December 26th. I'm Mark Daniels. Christmas Day was a day to unwrap NBA basketball. A five-pack of games on the holiday schedule started with the Chicago Bulls beating the Nets in Brooklyn 95-78. Taj Gibson, a Brooklyn native, went off for 20 points. He said, yeah, it was nice to be home for the holiday.
It was stressful, man. I did that toy drive yesterday. I was just tired. Tibbs told me this was going to happen, but I'm just happy to be back, happy to be able to represent my family and my neighborhood, Fort Greene. I'm just blessed.
Rough day in the Big Apple as the Oklahoma City Thunder routed the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden, 123-94. Kevin Durant had 29, the margin of victory. Russell Westbrook, a triple-double, 14 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Thunder coach Scott Brooks says that was a solid showing.
I thought the ball movement was good, that protection of the basketball is good, and you know that's something that's we've been trying to figure out and get better with as the season is going along. But our ball movement, our ability to make extra pass for shots was outstanding tonight.
Boos raining down in both the Barclays Center and Madison Square Garden. The Knicks playing without Carmelo Anthony, but Tyson Chandler says we still have plenty of issues.
There's a lot of holes. If I started going over them all, you know, I wouldn't make it home to allow my kids to open their gifts. So I'll just stick with, we got a lot of holes.
How many holes in the Miami Heat lineup? They went out to Los Angeles to beat the Lakers 101-95. Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, each with 23. Wade says, hey, that's about par for the course.
This is what we're used to. You know, I don't know if teams, people expect us to blow teams out. It's not really, we don't really blow a lot of teams out from the start of the game. Sometimes it opens up, the third, fourth quarter go on, but you know we're going to get team's best shot, and we just continue to work our game. It's about getting wins.
And they are getting wins, six in a row. Houston beat San Antonio 111-98. James Harden with 28 points. He sat a couple of games with a bum ankle, and he says the ball just happened to find him.
No, I just was getting the field the first two quarters of, you know, who's making shots. You know, my team, you know, I missed two games. I wanted to get a feel for who was playing well. I knew who was playing well coming into the game. I wanted to keep them involved and keep them going a little bit, and trying to get mine towards the end. Which it played out well.
And in the finale, Golden State gets by the L.A. Clippers 105-103. Chippy affair. There were four technical fouls, two ejections. Steph Curry of the Warriors says, hey, we're literally fighting with these guys for the Pacific Division title.
There are two teams that are trying to climb that hurdle of playoff contenders. We're trying to win a division.
David Lee and Klay Thompson leading the Warriors with 23 points apiece. College basketball, just one game of note, and that was the Diamond Head Classic Tournament title game in Honolulu. 13th-ranked Iowa State beat Boise State 70-66. DeAndre Kane with 23. The Cyclones off to an 11-0 start, best in school history. College football, two bowl games on the schedule Thursday. Little Caesars Pizza Bowl in Detroit, Bowling Green against Pittsburgh. Poinsettia Bowl in San Diego will feature Utah State against Northern Illinois. Pro football, the Green Bay Packers get back to work after taking Christmas Day off. Fullback John Kuhn says we'll be fine, only practicing Thursday and Friday.
We hit it hard Monday and Tuesday, knowing that Wednesday was Christmas. So, you know, we put our work in early this week so that we can have a day off in the middle. But we're going to come back on Thursday and be ready to roll.
Packers meet the Bears at Soldier Field in Chicago. The NFC North Division Championship on the line. And receiver James Jones admits kind of unreal. We're still alive.
Confidence is sky high. I mean, after all we've been through during the season, one game. It's all that matters. It is unbelievable, man. God is good, man. All the scenarios that could have happened. Us being 7-7-1, and we got an opportunity to win the division and host a home playoff game. We're truly blessed.
But Clay Matthews won't be available for the Packers. He's already been ruled out after re-breaking his thumb against the Steelers last Sunday. Dallas Cowboys meet the Philadelphia Eagles for the NFC East title in Dallas Sunday night. Tony Romo won't be able to go because of the back injury. Kyle Orton has been named the starter. The Cowboys also add veteran quarterback John Kitna to the roster. Linebacker Sean Lee also expected to miss the game because of a neck injury. New Orleans Saints will play without safety Kenny Vaccaro in their regular season finale. He went on injury reserve with a broken ankle. And the Detroit Lions put tight end Brandon Pettigrew on injured reserve with an ankle injury. Lions will face the Vikings at the Metrodome. Final game ever at the Minnesota Vikings home field. Baseball notes, Masahiro Tanaka has announced he's ready to leave Japan. He led his team to the Japanese World Series title, going 24-0 with a 1.27 earned run average in 28 games. It will take $20 million for a major league team just to release him from his Japanese contract. Then they'll have to negotiate a new deal for MLB. The Yankees, Red Sox, and Dodgers reportedly are interested. An original member of the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Hegan, has passed away at the age of 71. Came over from the Seattle Pilots when the Brewers were formed. Played a couple of years, then went to the broadcast booth. The last 23 years, Hegan was a Cleveland Indians TV announcer. And Serena Williams was named the AP Female Athlete of the Year for the third time in her career, went 78-4 this past calendar year, including 34 straight matches, won 11 titles, including the French and U.S. Open championships, giving her 17 career Grand Slam victories. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.